It's not the price tag, it's how they feel about spending that money, right? Like when you're going to Nordstrom, everything is polished. They even have a women's lounge. They have a Starbucks usually. The experience of being there is worth, right, the price that they're paying for whatever it is they're paying, right, versus going into Target. So you have to really understand that it's not too much the price tag, but again, the transformation or how they feel.
Welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. Are you ready to get inspired, empowered, and elevated? These powerhouse women are bringing their wisdom, their stories, and their game-changing strategies just for you. So if you're ready to level up, I know I am. This is the Women Who Lead Summit. Let's do this. What's up, ladies? Welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. It's been amazing to go through all of this. I have spoken to the most amazing 6- and 7-figure earners in the coaching space who have been so amazing about giving you all the value, the free tools, the free resources, all this great stuff. And ladies, I want you to get ready because this next session is about to shift your mindset and your money. Now, too many brilliant women entrepreneurs are undercharging, over-delivering, and doubting everything that they are worth. But this ends today, y'all. This ends today, okay? Our next speaker is here to show you exactly how to 5X your rates with confidence because you are freaking worth it, okay? So let's welcome Didi Kai, the founder of Fit to Profit, a powerhouse performance coach who combines psychology, cognitive science, holistic wellness, all of this to help entrepreneurs achieve peak level performance in both life and in business. Now, with over 17 years of experience running multiple businesses in her brick and mortar and health and wellness industry, Didi knows firsthand how your self-worth, all of the things that you're bringing to the table, impact your net worth. Now, she is on a mission to help women step into their full potential unapologetically. I hope I can say that right. Unapologetically. Okay. While making a massive impact. Now, if you've ever struggled to charge what you are worth, and I understand that because I've been there, you fear about raising your prices and, you know, you don't really know what you should charge, all of that kind of stuff. If you ever felt like you needed to earn your value, okay, this is the session you don't want to miss. So let's have this powerful, amazing entrepreneur come onto the stage. Didi, welcome.
Yes, Nina, thank you so much for having me and especially talking about this topic today. Oh my goodness, it's going to be a great conversation. So you guys listen up.
Yes, it really is because that's one of the biggest things that I see as a coach. It's like nobody knows what to charge their value. They don't think nobody's going to pay for that. And what they don't realize, it's really about them, their mindset, more than it is about anybody else's, right? So we undervalue ourselves. And I wanted to talk about the mindset behind this, right? Behind the raising of our rates, which we all should be doing. So Didi, most entrepreneurs, or so many of them anyway, feel really guilty and they're scared to charge more or charge what they're worth, right? So I wanted you to help us with the biggest mindset blocks that are holding them back and how they can start to really shift that in their life so they can really just charge their value.
Yes.
Oh my God. Help us out with that, girl.
Oh my gosh. Could I just say, I literally just had a conversation with a neighbor who's an entrepreneur yesterday, like not even 12 hours ago, on this. And the three, I want to say, biggest mindset shifts that you need to entertain and really take advantage of is, number one, you feel like people don't buy because you're more expensive than other people in the field. But that is not the problem. When you are charging premium pricing, you are attracting a whole different type of clients, right? We were talking about this. My friend, the example I just told you, we were talking about, she is a senior stylist as a salon, and she had the opportunity to increase her rate and be at the highest tier of pricing. But she has this big guilt of, oh, my clients are not going to be paying that. Well, they have been paying what you have trained them to be paying you, and they have been getting the service. So the first shift is you have been serving them for however long it has been, and you have that much more experience. So it's about time that you tell them, this is what I'm going to charge because I have this much more experience and I've been serving you. So I know exactly more clearly now, even than when we first met, how you want to be served, right? So that's a foremost, that's the most important thing, in that you feel like, there's this biggest guilt too that, oh, there are so many other entrepreneurs or other coaches, et cetera, in the fields that are charging less than what I'm charging. Guess what? Because that's what they choose to charge. You're going to have to see how much you want to charge really depends on the transformation that you get to bring to your clients and how much you believe in that. The more that you believe in really bringing the transformation, you are going to, the shift here, the mindset shift is you are really going to step up your game. Right? You're going to do whatever it takes so that way you can fine tune, you know, the way you work with them and fine tune and also up level your craft so you can serve them more. So that's another piece too. And the mindset around the always false belief is that people are buying on price. And I can tell you this, there's a big difference between Target and Nordstrom, right? Like, why do you see different types of people with different lifestyle going to Nordstrom versus Target, right? So people are really not ultimately, this is how you'll have to understand value. It's not the price tag, it's how they feel about spending that money, right? Like when you're going to Nordstrom, everything is polished. They even have a women's lounge. They have a Starbucks usually. The experience of being there is worth, right? The price that they're paying for whatever it is they're paying, right? Versus going into Target. So you have to really understand that it's not too much the price tag, but again, the transformation or how they feel. People are always going to be paying for the up a leveling of whether it is status or making more money in their business. And so you have to really understand that people are always buying more for the experience, right? So those are a couple of mindset shifts that I would totally see that my clients are really struggling with is they're afraid that people are not going to buy. And there's a guilt within them that if they charge more, they're really outdoing their competition and then other, you know, colleagues in the field. And that's not true. And that people are just only buying on price. And that is not true. That cannot be farther from the truth. Those are the three mindset shifts, I would say, majority of the time what my clients are suffering with. And honestly, firsthand experience, that's what I had to shift. So I would say start with those. Then there are going to be other ones, and there's always going to be an opportunity for something that's different. But those are common mindset shifts that you have to definitely consider.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more because, you know, people don't buy because you're more expensive than those on the, that's such the biggest BS. And I used to think that too. That's what, when you said, I'm like, oh my God, I used to think that, you know? So a lot of what you said is things that I used to think about, you know, they probably can't afford my services, I probably should lower it for them. Now that's making an assumption of the person on the other side of the screen, and that's not respectful to that person. And so I flip that on my clients because sometimes they'll be like, well, you know, I don't, you know, she, you know, it's really like, I don't want to charge that because she can't afford it. I said, well, you can't afford it. And they're like, I'm like, exactly. So that's how they would feel if you told them that. Right. So you have to be cognizant, because I love that you said, it's false to think that people are buying because of price. You're so right. It is about the way you make them feel.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Right.
That was powerful. Yeah. And I love that you use the Target or Nordstrom's analogy, because that's true. You know, Nordstrom's gets just as busy on a weekend, just as busy as Target does, right? It's just a different demographic. So I also agree with you, right? If you want to have that ideal client or that premium client, then you should be charging the premium prices according to the transformation that you're going to give, right?
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure this has happened to you, Didi. At least it's happened to me, where I have paid a premium price and didn't get a premium service. Right? That happens. So just make sure that you are aligned with what you say that you're going to value somebody at. And I think that's why it's important to have a coach on your side.
Right, absolutely. Didi? Yes. Yeah. And what's really interesting is that it's on rare occasion that people are actually overcharging and undelivering.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if they're really passionate and really are purposeful with what they're doing in their business. Like that's rarely the case. But it happens, you know, it happens. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And at the same time, I know for what I have learned too, that some of those people are not really meant to be doing what
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I agree with you. I think most people do undercharge 100%. Sometimes I feel like I still undercharge when I tell, you know, like some of my clients, or I'll tell a coach who's like a 7-8 figure earner what I charge. And they're like, what? Why? Or you're way too low. And I'm like, really? So I even still have that in my head. Right. So it's definitely a natural thing to go through. So thank you for that. That was really powerful. And so, you know, like I said in the beginning, that often it's said, right, your self-worth is your net worth, right? So I want you to kind of break that down for us. Like, how does a woman's perception directly impact her ability to charge premium prices? Because it really does start there, doesn't it? So how does her self-perception really direct, you know, like how can we, win at that game so that we don't keep doing that to ourselves? Does that make sense?
100%. So, you know, like when you were charging whatever you started with for your clients, you feel like that's how much you deserve, right? And so this has everything to do around how you feel about yourself and what you deserve. And so it's so interesting. When I say it's your self-worth is your net worth in a sense, for example, if you are proud of you, who you are as a person, you can look in the mirror and be proud that, oh my goodness, I'm going to create that transformation for my clients. Then you can step in the conversation in a very genuine and also powerful way, knowing that you can help your clients. And it has everything to do with how you're really investing yourself, how you know that you're not going to settle for less, how you know that you're going to work hard and do whatever it takes to serve your clients. And when I say your self-worth is, for once upon a time, when you charge this much, that's how you feel that you can deliver. But the minute that you really up a level, right, that at that price, then you have to work on yourself, right? Like Nina was saying, there's still something that comes up for her when she's realizing that people are commenting on being too low, etc., and things like that. Like there's the mindset work and also the emotional work on around how much you feel that your work is worth and really how much you deserve, right? Like, so for example, this is a relationship, but this has everything to do with the example that I'm going to share here is if you're really, for example, right, like only see that you're worth this XYZ amount, you're only going to be charging that much. And you'll feel like that premium client is not going to be able to afford you. And then same thing, if you are always in the pattern of being in a particular relationship, for example, maybe bickering and things like that is acceptable, right, for your relationship. Same thing, if you're so used to not valuing yourself in the way that you know you should, then you're so used to that. And then you're going to settle for whatever rates that you feel like people are willing to pay versus what you want to charge based on your experience, based on the transformation, and based on what you want. And when you feel confident, you step into a conversation with a potential client very differently. You know that it's not about selling to them. It's not about like getting the credit card, but really understanding that you can help them make the transformation. And so when you are able to do that in your business, and that's how it's related to your net worth, if you're able to know that your value is connected to the impact that you're creating, then that's how you can be more willing and open and genuinely and unapologetically stepping into many more sales conversations so that you can close more sales. So that way you can impact more people, because it's not the money. It's how many people can you really impact if you can serve? And you can't serve them unless they're willing to pay for the service. And I can tell you from my experience, the more premium the pricing, the more that you're actually asking your clients to show up, the better they will be, because you are expecting them to do the work, right? And same thing, you're going to hold your end of the bargain too. And that's what is going to really create essentially the impact that you want to create. And that is, everything has to do with self-worth, right? Because if you don't feel like you're worthy, you're not going to ask for the sale. You're not going to take the sales calls. You're not going to charge what you need to charge. Therefore, that's how it will impact your net worth. And there's a journey to it, right? Like I would say, take it incrementally when you first start and see how you feel through the process. One of the rules that I have for my clients is to increase 20% your rates every 6 to 8 clients. Why? So that way you can continue to work on yourself, because who you are standing up to charge $1,000 versus a $5,000 package is two different people. And you have to know that you're working your edges and that you are really stepping up to the game and you're really truly putting your money where your mouth is and you're willing to work on yourself through the process. And that's how you can grow your basically self-worth to increase your net worth.
Yeah, I agree with that. Also, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm writing all this stuff down. I like that you said that our experiences really shape what we feel it's worth. And you're 100% right. Like you said, when I mentioned, you know, I really am charging to that, that it triggered in me like a mindset shift that I need to start taking, because I obviously don't see myself being charging those even higher premium prices, right? And so that was really great for me to hear that feedback from another, you know, 70-figure coach, because then that helped me to realize, okay, Neen, maybe you think you're playing a higher game than you think you are. You really need to kind of look at where those blocks are coming in from, right? Because you think you get rid of them all, and here comes another one, Dee Dee. Here comes another one.
Yes. There's always the next level, right? Like to really building yourself and really up leveling your game. And ultimately it's coming down to what we were conditioned, what was settled, like to settle, right? Most of us, especially women entrepreneurs, we were conditioned to settle, right? Yes. Yeah. And so you just have to really look into, it's just literally like, it breaks my heart to have talking to my neighbor last night when she's like, I really feel guilty for all the other girls. Like they haven't raised their rates in 7 years.
Wow.
Is it 7 years? See, you need to lead the pack. You need to be starting to show these women that they're undervaluing themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and
you made her a coach.
Oh my gosh. And I made her promise me. And she's like, literally, I'm going to do that. And then she negotiated and I was like, whatever works for you. She's like, I'm going to raise my rates with my new clients. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do that. And then also announce to your previous or current clients that your rates are going to be increasing. So they have an expectation. By then they have a choice. Yeah. Right, to stay with you, or they can also look for another stylist.
Yep.
And it was just like this like crazy shame and guilt around like wanting to charge more, which is usually what is taking us all out, right? Mm-hmm. Like when we're like, oh, because that person is charging more. So I'm so excited to talk about the next part of like,
yes,
but essentially, ladies, we are always undercharging.
Yes.
Right? Like we're like designed to compare ourselves with others and only wait for permission. And I can say right now, based on my experience and working with my other clients, you don't need permission.
Yes, exactly.
Number one, you don't need permission. And then secondly, don't compare your experience with anyone else. You're the only one version of yourself.
Yeah.
You can only do the things that you are able to do. So that's already the value proposition, right? Like the way I coach is completely different than the way Nina coaches. And like the way I support people is very different. And then people go to Nina for certain things. People go to me for different things. And you have to be able to stand in that.
Yeah.
Right? Like what you do is completely different than any other coach out there or any stylist out there or any whatever profession, even an employee. This goes for everyone.
It really does.
How you are showing up depends on your value and how you believe in yourself and in your work, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with that more. And also, if you want your clients to be able to really do the work that you're pouring into them, then you should have premium prices, because when people pay, they pay attention. And you know what? When I pay my last coach, I think it was like 25 or 28,000, whatever it was, to be in our coaching program, I was paying a freaking attention. You know what I'm saying? Like I was showing up to the meetings, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was there, right? Mm-hmm. Tired, but I was there. Why? Because I paid a lot of money. And so you pay a lot of money, you pay attention, right? Exactly. I mean, I paid $30,000 for coaches, $20,000 for coaches and stuff like that. And I didn't even blink an eye. I needed it for what I needed, you know? Absolutely. So yeah, I agree with that. So here's the juicy stuff, right? So I want you to give us strategies now, right? Because you are talking to us about, you know, stepping into that confidence and having that 5 times our rate and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, a lot of the women are like, easier said than done, Dee Dee, right? So mm-hmm. I wanted you to give us at least 3, if there's more, great. But what are 3 specific steps a woman entrepreneur right now? Because these women who are at this event are either starting to become coaches or trying to grow and they don't know how to get there yet. So how can these women, you know, take the steps to increase their prices confidently and then really stand by them, like not be scared when somebody says no, they're like, oh, maybe mm-hmm. I'm charging too much, right? I know that's happened to me. So help us out with that.
Yes, absolutely. So the first strategy I would say is I want you to really take the time to sit down and list out all of your accomplishments. It's not just business related. It could be personal, right? Because everything we do in business is related to mindset anyway. It's all self-development. So the biggest accomplishment that you have in your life, I want you to be able to list that, right? And then really, I'm just going to do a quick 3 steps and then I'm going to go back and explain each and every one with really concrete examples. So you can get, first and foremost, what you need to do is write down every single accomplishment that you have. Secondly, list all your credentials. And I mean, this is separate. Like if you have education, if you have done coaching programs and things like that, I can guarantee you, you have already, right? Like probably enrolled yourself, like just like myself, when I first started my business until now, have paid so much money into getting education and support so I can fine tune my craft, right? And then last but not least, how many clients you have served. And I know for some of you guys, you already have like questions like running in your mind about all these 3 things, but I'm going to go back and take it, you know, break it down. So first and foremost, your experiences. And when I say 17 years of experience in business, I meant that because when I first started my business, it was just really helping my mom with running her salons. I was hiring people. I was making sure the operation is sound and that we are holding up to the service that we are basically conveying to the clients. So it was so many years of experience doing that. And my also the value that is associated to that. So that's the second piece, right? Like what is your value and what are your set of experiences that is associating to or related to the work that you are doing, right? Like that's how you can really say that this is what I own in terms of my experience. So that's why I can speak to entrepreneurs who are just starting out or some entrepreneurs who have been in business because that's exactly who I was. I started my businesses from scratch. I can speak to that. And those are my experience. And that's the first of all, foremost, my values. And then my life experience, right? Like I said, I have overcome so many different challenges. It's all personal, but it's all related to my business. And that's why I have the Fit to Profit brand is I have to overcome the physical challenge, the mental, emotional, and also the spiritual challenge when it comes to running a business. And my accomplishment is once upon a time, I was drinking too much. Now I have given up alcohol. I didn't think that relationship was possible for me, but now I know what it's like to be a committed relationship with my husband for 20 years. And so all of that gave me the wisdom to also teach entrepreneurs when they are getting burnt out, what do they do? Right? Like when they are not getting the results that they want and they're feeling like they're spinning their wheels, what do they do? Well, that's value for my experience that I can teach them to manage themselves emotionally. So that way they can continue on to do what they need to do for their business. Right? So oftentimes we think that pricing our services is just simply as putting a number there, but that's why a lot of us struggle from charging the right price is because we're not connecting, number one, our value, our life experiences. And then lastly, the true transformation, right? Like how many clients you have served. That's why you might have heard me say, but the increase is required every 6 to 8 clients, because you are that much more experienced after 6 to 8 clients. It may be the same methodology, but you have gotten 8 chances to iterate your methodology to make sure that it works even better for the next client. So those are the 3 strategies, areas I want you really look into and really dig deep with yourself and consider. Because if you do that exercise, you're really going to see that you're truly undercharging. Got that? So number one is, what are your life accomplishments? What are the value to that when it comes to you supporting your clients? Secondly, the true value is from your credentials, right? Like, I spent over $250,000 on coaching to learn what I need to learn to implement in my business, and now to coach and teach from my experience. So that's wisdom, right? You can get any piece of information on Google and also ChatGPT these days, but it's not the same as really getting wisdom to say, okay, I have done Facebook ads and this is what happened and this is what you get to expect. Right? In your particular business. And then last but not least, how have you been able to transform your clients' lives? What are the value? What have you been able to do? The experience that you have serving your clients, and especially if you're starting out and if you don't have any clients just yet, I know that was kind of like me, then go back to the value ladder that we talked about. Go back to your personal accomplishment, because already for those two areas, you have already the experience that you need to be supporting someone. So those are the 3 strategies I would focus on and really, I would say, assess, right? Like, check yourself in those 3 to see if you're undervaluing yourself in any of the 3 areas.
Yeah, that was super powerful. And I love that you gave us like a barometer too, like every 6 to 8 clients, you should be increasing your prices between 10 and 20%, I believe you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was really good. Also, when you said, you know, how many clients have you served, it also made me think of when I tell the women, because sometimes like, well, I haven't served clients yet, I'm just starting. I'm like, yeah, but you've led people at your business and your management. You've led people in when you helped your friend develop her business. You help people with, and they're like, oh, I'm like, see, that's the thing, is like, we devalue that, and that is actually the gold. Because if you had customer service experience in your background, let's say, like, I had someone who came to me who was like the head of customer service, and she's like, but I don't have anything but customer service. I'm like, hello, hi, customer service. Like, you know, that we broke down all of the things that she had to do for customer service. So I so agree with you about listing out all of your accomplishments, business and personal, because we don't always see that. Like you said, you know, you helped your mom, right? You could have easily just said, I helped my mom. But it took strategy.
Yes.
It took you showing up.
I was paying her. Like, I was hiring for her. I was doing all the marketing. I was doing all the things. Granted, it wasn't really my business, because I didn't want to do it yet, or I didn't want to stand as a, you know, as a, what is it, an operation manager or anything. Mm-hmm. But I had experience. I had true business life experience. Right. It's completely different than getting an MBA and learning the concepts and then like, not having tried out the concepts. No, absolutely not. It's life experience,
right. Working
experience that you actually have. That's what's valuable.
Yeah. And I just wish more women would see that within them. I was talking to someone about the fact that even women in corporate struggle with this. Like, somebody gives them a salary, they go, okay, well, you give that salary to a man, he's going like $50, $60, $70, $80,000 more and just hoping to land on the number he wants.
Yeah.
Women don't tend to do that. We just tend to take the lower pay. And then, you know, then we're fighting that women don't get paid enough. Yes, but we also have to value ourselves enough to say to that person across the table, no, this is what I need. You know, and I had to learn that myself, because I used to feel very uncomfortable in that space, you know. And it was a lot about worth. It was a lot about, you know, being told I wasn't worth anything when I was younger, all those kind of things. And I had to combat that. So you have to like fight things and feel uncomfortable. It's okay. Right. You feel uncomfortable the first time, the second time you feel a little bit better.
Yes, absolutely. Right? And essentially the goal is you always want to feel a little uncomfortable.
Yes.
You always want to be, that's how you know that you're working your edge, right?
Yep.
That's like how it is for me too. Like, we're working on putting out a new program, and I'm like, I put the price on, I'm like, oh yes, that one. I'm like, that was easy. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was easy, right? Like, I have to take my own medicine. I'm like, what would be a little uncomfortable? okay, maybe add another, you know, something around it, right? So it's that, but that's how you need to put yourself, yeah. You know, you have to be onto yourself with that, right? Like, especially an entrepreneur, is that when you're uncomfortable, that's when you know you're on the right path.
I agree. And, you know, many women worry about that, right? So I wanted to get into this next question for you, because we do worry about the uncomfortableness. We do worry about how we're going to take on an objection. How are we going to actually be able to combat what they say? So many women are worried about this, and I want you to help us with that, right? So what's the best way, like, to communicate your value so these women can start to step into who they really are, so the clients say yes without hesitation, as opposed to, no, you're too expensive? And even if that happens, it's okay. But I want these women to know their value and to be able to express that. So can you help us with that?
Absolutely. So definitely the three strategies that I've mentioned, do the work, right? Like, do the homework, make sure that you are completely in alignment with your accomplishments, your value, and also your experience, whether you have had clients or you have helped people in the past, it doesn't matter. But it's ultimately, when you're stepping into the conversation, especially any sales conversation, or we call it strategy conversation, or any conversation with a potential client, it's two elements. Right? Like, there's only two people, but there's only one element that you're really truly focusing on, right? It's you're really earning basically your trust and sharing with them your true basically experience, where you came from, why you do what you do. Because when you can connect, when they can connect with basically your vision, and then how they can be a part of that vision, and that their vision is in alignment with yours, it's when things get super powerful, right? Like, when that's when you're not feeling sleazy, but it's really, we're all in this together. We're collectively together, right? And how you get to stand as a coach, especially, is your belief in them, right? And you guess what? When they know that they can believe in you, is when you can show that you believe in them as a person, no matter where they are in the process, and that you stand in basically your value. And in terms of, if you are feeling like there's any objections coming up, and when we talked about briefly already pricing or anything like that, that is not it. It's usually, can you get them to buy into the vision that you have for them? First and foremost, they have to buy into the vision that you basically standing in the conversation. And when it comes to objections, it's always going to be what we call internal pressures. It's not the price. It's not, oh, I have to talk to my husband about it. It's very external, but it's more internal. Like, what are they struggling with emotionally, and also with themselves mentally? It's also usually, it's a fear of failure. It's a fear of rejection. It's a fear of whatever it is. They need to know that they can count on you and you helping them overcome all of those challenges, right? It's buying into basically their own dream and really understanding that they only have one more opportunity, right, to really invest in themselves. And this is the only way to basically get there, is getting them to buy into your vision, getting them to buy into their own vision. And so from there, then you can have a true conversation about, you know, what needs to be done when it comes to strategies and tactic, right? Like, that's why most of us, especially women, we buy emotionally. It's because we're connected to the reason why we want to serve, why we want to start a business, why we want to make money. It's not, you know, it's like, I want financial freedom and build a financial, basically build a legacy for my kids, like being a first generation immigrant with growing up with zero or to nothing, right? So that's what I'm connected to. And when you're having a conversation with a potential client, it's understandable that you may not be clear on what they're up to, but if they're buying into why you do what you do, it's easier to have a conversation and connect them with why they want to do what they do. And the pricing and everything in terms of objections is a no-brainer towards the end, because their ultimate vision and impact and the reason why they do what they do is so much bigger than the price.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that when we start to learn all these tips that you're leaving us, we're going to be able to do this confidently, because that's the whole point, is to step into who you really are and just know it. Because I have met people who walk into a room and they just know who they are and you feel it, you know, the energy, it's there. It's like, you kind of just know this person's a winner. It's like, you know, I don't know. It just, some people just have the aura about them. And then some people also, you know, when they're full of crap, let's be real. Like, you know, when you're across the in a room with someone or across the screen with someone or at a table and you're like, right? Because they're not walking authentically with who they are. But if you do, and you honestly see the value, like, you know, Didi was saying, like, taking the time to list out your accomplishments is going to show you your worth a lot, because then you're going to realize that you actually do bring a lot to the table that you didn't even know that you had, right? Instead of mimicking someone else or copying someone you saw on YouTube or any of that kind of stuff, if you just come as you, I'm telling you, we would love it. We will respect it. And when you have something that we don't have, we're going to want it, right? Because like Didi said, we shop emotionally, right, Didi?
Yes. So. I mean, and at the end of the day, right, like, you always going to have the more analytical people, but mm-hmm. we're all humans. We mm-hmm. all want the same thing. We want freedom, happiness, and yep. fulfillment. That's yep. all we want as human beings, right? And so if we're really able to allow the potential client to connect with that for themselves and seeing that the solution you get to provide, which is your service, is the answer to what they've been looking for, that's a conversation. It's not right. so much about, this is the thing I'm selling and you would you buy it for this? No.
Right.
It's like, how much are your dreams worth? And how can your family benefit to this? And really mm-hmm. having a conversation around that and really getting them to connect to what's possible for them. And, mm-hmm. and I know it may sound a little, I was counterintuitive, but it is that. It's like, because at the end of the day, until you can actually provide them the strategy, but they are not going to do the work if they're not fired up and passionate
yeah.
and have great reasons why they need to be doing what they're doing, they're still not going to make any money. I've seen that. Right. I have given strategies left and right for the longest time, especially for the first 3 years of my business. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we never got to talk about, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, for the money. I'm like, well, the money is not coming anyway, so let's talk about something else. Wow. Right? And then mm-hmm. it came down to, it's because they're emotionally burnt out and they didn't right. feel good about themselves. They didn't believe in themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can give you the best strategy, but if you don't believe in yourself enough to try it, to like stick with it.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really is about that holistic view that you teach about, right? It's really about the habits. It's really about the energy you bring to the table. It's really about that too. Like, yes, motivation's great. Okay, motivation will get you out of bed sometimes, but motivation comes and goes. And you have to have certain habits already in place to help you. You have to have an energy about you already, because people really feed off the energy you bring. If you bring the energy of, I don't know myself, they don't know either. If you bring the energy of like, you know, they're out. They're not going to do it. So just like Didi said, then why are we even talking about this if you're not going to implement, right? And so this is, you know, I know that you're big on holistic wellness and peak performance and all of that. And so I want to know, how do our energy, our habits, our mindset, how do they play a role in confidently stepping into our higher pricing, right? Because I think that's important. Don't come at something like, if I'm on a call with Didi and I'm about to give her my price and I'm coming at it with this bad energy or like a... is that okay? Forget it. She's not going to buy. Because if I'm not confident, she's not confident. So can you help us out with that?
Oh my goodness. So yes, as you mentioned it, the key word here is, or actually two, right? Like, how to be at peak performance is you have to have a set of habits that's actually supporting you to be at peak performance. So for example, for us, you know, for me and also for my team, we have non-negotiables. So that's why it's so important, right? Like, as you are doing your homework already, figuring out your life accomplishment, your values and all your experiences, you will get to see what you value the most. So for example, I'll share with you my four Fs. It's faith, fitness, family, and also fulfillment, right? Those are my non-negotiables, and my daily activities revolve around those things. And guess what? If I didn't have my quiet time, if I didn't meditate, I wouldn't be grounded enough to have a powerful conversation with my potential client, right? If I'm not adding fitness and moving my body and really allowing my chemicals and everything in my body to regulate, I would be so emotional, right? Like I would be lashing out instead of really conducting my business and professional way, right? And so you have to understand your value, and then, you know, your family, what are you prioritizing? Yourself, if you're single, but if you are married with kids, you have to prioritize your family, because otherwise you're not going to be focused on your work and then having to worry about, you know, your kids, right? So that is so important. Knowing your values, come up with your list of non-negotiables, and really sticking with it. And I can tell you right now, that is also, you might think that self-care is luxury or self-care is a little taboo when you're busy, when you're entrepreneurs. I can tell you right now, if you're not taking care of yourself, chances are your business is not thriving the way you want it to. Or you're probably not making as much money as you want to because you're not taking care of yourself, especially physically, mentally, emotionally, and also spiritually. And that's why I have my non-negotiables. You get up early, you do whatever it is that you need to do, doing whatever it takes. Nita had mentioned it. You can't sit around and wait to be motivated. Motivation does not happen unless you are taking action. And you can't be taking action unless you're clear on your values and you have set your non-negotiables and put that onto your calendar. So, and from there, you can really say, okay, how am I showing up today? And really being able to reflect on that on a daily basis. When you are able to reflect on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, and things like that, and then follow through, what would you say you would do? That's how you can only take care of yourself, your self-care, right? Take care of yourself, but you also take taking care of your business, because when you are a entrepreneur, you are your business, right? Like you are building something eventually, hopefully one day, that's going to run by itself. But meanwhile, right now, you have to take care of yourself on all levels, so that way you can be showing up to and serving your clients at the highest level possible. So, and when it comes to habit, those are the key strategies that I would also recommend for you. And also really consider like your environment too. Like, where are you working in? How focused are you? Do you have people around you that is going to be supporting you to do what you need to do? Because that's part of your environment. And that's really part of your creating, you know, the right habits. Even do your own research too. Like, right? Like you can see the top 1% just don't accidentally get there. Right? Like they have habits and strategy and coaches and support that they have honed in over the years to be performing at their levels. So you have to decide who you're going to be, making a decision to commit to taking action. I'm going to give you our 5 success principles that we abide by and we always coach with, and really how we know if we're off on something is one of these 5. First, it's going to be absolutely your responsibility, right? Responsibility is one. You're 100% responsible for everything that you have in your life and what you don't have yet. The second thing is going to be discipline. It's going to be then commitment, and then it's going to be action and service. You can't be serving people when you don't have the other 4 already set out. Okay. So really look at those success principles and see if your daily actions and your habits are in alignment. And you ask yourself, let's say if you slack off one day, what one of the 5 pillars that I said already when it comes to being successful, which one are you lacking? It's usually responsibility. That's the foundation, right? Like if you're operating from, I'm responsible for everything in my life right now, well, you're responsible for figuring out what's valuable to you. You're figuring out what your non-negotiables are, and you're not going to mess with that. And what are you willing? And all of that helps you build your confidence. All of that, the self-care system that you build helps you build your self-worth, right? I am worthy enough to take an hour a day, every single day to take care of myself, to do whatever it is that I need to do to make sure that I'm happy, healthy, and also, you know, clear-minded, right? So you get to decide of why you do what you do already, but what kind of habit you have to set in place so that way you're going to be successful on a daily basis, hence get you the net worth that you are looking for.
That's amazing. So it was responsibility, discipline, commitment, action, and service. Yes. Right? Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, I take a lot of notes, so that's good. I love it. So, can you give us like an inspiration or a case study of somebody that you've worked with? You know, I know entrepreneurs are out here trying to make all these big moves. I was just wondering if you can share with us a powerful transformation story of some of the women that you've helped that have raised their rates and has completely changed their business game.
Oh my goodness. I have two right now, like right clearly on top of my head. And I want to share those with you. So my one of my clients, Krista, oh my goodness, she came to me with just a business idea, being in a predicament of going back to a corporate job that was being, she was being paid $42,000 or start her coaching business. And everyone around her told her to go back and get a job. I was the only person that said, Krista, you only have one chance. Guess what? You can always go back to get a job if that's what you want, but give yourself a chance to see if you can be an entrepreneur. And sure enough, she took my advice and started her business from scratch, from zero, and really started from there. We did the same process, starting her business, really understanding her value and then all of the things, and have her really stick by increasing her rates every 6 to 8 clients. And before we know it, she started out working with clients at $300. By the time that we were done, once she hit 6 figures, she was working with clients for a consulting fee of $2,000 per month per client. She goes from 0 to 6 figures in within 8 months. So imagine that, right? Like all of the years of college got her $42,000 a year. Within 18 months in her business, believing in herself, increasing her rates, everything, she was making 6 figures after 18 months. So that's one example. Another one I love, love so much is Melissa. She came to me when she was a photographer. She was charging $1,500 a package. And she was only seeing that, oh, I'm just giving her headshots. I'm only giving her photos that she can actually use for her marketing assets. But one of the things that really got Melissa connected to her true value was we were going through feedback that she got from her clients. And one of the women commented on how Melissa made her feel and how she looks at herself now in the photos, that she was confident, that was she was capable, and that her parents and her family and everyone around her can actually depend on her when she felt like for the longest time she was a failure. See, the value to that is priceless. So what's really interesting is when I first met Melissa, I already branded my business. But a couple of years in after working with Melissa, I have gotten her to raise her rate to $5,500 a package. That was when I had to do a rebrand. It kind of was funny. I love telling the story to this day, is that she charged me $5,500 for the brand photo package. She hired me so I can coach her so that way she can charge more so I can pay for it, right? So those are just two really simple stories I want to share with you. It's like it's both of these women from the what she they have shared with me is that it's just the belief in themselves that have increased over the years as they continue to work on themselves. So it's all about the belief in yourself. Do you think that you can do this work? Do you think you can create this transformation for these people? And if there is any support that you need, perhaps it's training, coaching, or anything else that you need, then go after it. Go get what you need so that way you can do what you need to do. But ultimately, it's the belief in yourself and really is staying in the work and continue to do that by increasing incrementally and then really sticking to it.
That's so fun. That was a funny story, though. Thank you for sharing that. It's like, but you know what? She was making you kind of put your money too where your mouth is, right? Because she was saying, hey, you think that I'm worth all of this. So $5,500 for you too, woman. I love that so much.
Yes, I'm still laughing about that story. I was just talking to my husband just literally over the weekend when I told him about the offer that we're putting together and like how it's just funny. Like, and people, yes, it is funny. Like she was charging $1,500 by the time I came around. I was like, okay, here, $5,500.
Yeah, That's so funny. I love that. But you know what, Didi, this was a priceless. Like, thank you so much. I took on a lot of notes and I just love everything. And I really agree with a lot of the things you, everything that you said, actually. I think that this is going to help all of these women who are here really just understand their worth and how much they should be 5Xing what they're putting out there, and that they can do this in increments. They don't have to feel so stressed out like, oh, I'm charging 100. Now I'm going to have to charge 25,000. That's not what she's saying. But what she is saying is that you do bring a lot of value to the table and you shouldn't undervalue yourself. So Didi, before we wrap up, I want them to know how they can work with you, contact you, all that great stuff, and also what you have for them.
Yes, absolutely. So before I mention that, I just want to just give you a little story about why I am coaching at 5X your rate. It's true story. When I first started as a coach, I was told to charge a certain rate. And I was told, oh, you are just starting out. You should start at this rate. And believe it or not, I did the same exact process that I taught you. Is how many years, I just got really like turned off and mad and frustrated. I said, wait, why am I charging that when I have XYZ, which is my accomplishment, my value, and oh my goodness, I actually have experience. And so I started just putting a number to it. I'm like five times that number. And guess what? I was able to sign my very first three clients within 2 weeks. Okay. Here's another story too. And that's why I'm telling you, people don't buy on price. It's on the transformation that you create for them. I launched my business in Columbus, Ohio. And people during this time, about 10 years ago, people were only getting paid $38,000 a year. And people are getting paying rent anything from $800 to $1,200 per month. So I started charging $500 a month, which is, you know, almost more than some people's, half of what people would pay for mortgage. And guess what? They paid it. They paid with the median annual salary at $38,000. And that was 5X what I was told to charge. I was told to charge $97 a month, but I started out at 500. Guess what? I'm sharing that with you just to share that it's not because I was better than any other business coach, but I was that much more confident about how I can help these clients. And just the belief in myself and then doing the work I just shared with you to really see, oh my goodness, yes, I do have the value to provide. So that's another thing too I want to share, why 5X your rate for that reason, because that's from a true story, from a true experience. And then you can find me on definitely social. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, but ultimately at fittoprofit.com. And if any last word for you who are listening in, you deserve it all. It starts with you believing in yourself, and perhaps for you as an entrepreneur, consider that your ultimate goal is to 5X your rates.
Yeah, I love that. So we will make sure we have all of that information and the gift that you have for them and all that already linked for them to be able to get all of that and be connected with you. So thank you so much for being here and for sharing your wisdom and for helping them, right, to get from where they are now to where they want to be. Because I say this and I mean this, like last year cannot repeat itself this year. Like you have got to change the game. And even if last year was amazing, you still should be leveling up. Even if it's a what is it, a 1% a day, which becomes like 37% by the end of the year. Like you really should level up because life is short. And if you want to have things that you have ahead of you, dreams and aspirations, really have to change the game. And that means taking all of this wisdom and actually doing something with it, because knowledge is not power if not implemented. You have got to implement this in order to have the power that it can bring. So Didi, thank you so much for everything. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And again, thank you. I know how much work it takes to put on this type of show and your dedication and just the energy that you put behind it. Thank you so much on behalf of all everyone who's listening in for all that you do as well. Thank you.
Thank you, because I didn't know, girl. I didn't know, but now I know. So guys, thank you for hanging out with me and Didi. I told you it would be an absolute game changer for you. So we're going to do that. We're going to make sure that my team has everything set up for you already so that you know where to click and go and all that great stuff, because you are here for a reason. All of you registered for a reason. And I'm assuming that reason is because you want to grow and challenge your thinking and expand what it is you're doing and putting out in the world. So thank you guys for being with me and Didi, and until next time.